Good Friday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Pharma. There is a lot of news this morning. Here's what you need to know. Breaking overnight, 49 people were killed in a New Zealand mosque shooting as authorities detained four people and defused explosive devices in what appeared to be a carefully planned racist attack. That's from the AP in Christchurch, New Zealand. On another note, Liz Cheney, the number three House Republican, is fundraising off of claims of anti-Semitism among Democrats. She writes in a text message to supporters. This is Liz Cheney. The Democrats are enabling anti-Semitism. We must take action. Donate now to restore our conservative majority. The New York Times reports that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un is thinking about scuttling negotiations with the United States and resuming nuclear weapons tests. Burgess Everett and Ileana Johnson are up at a look at why Donald Trump did not stop a Republican revolt on his border emergency following a haphazard and erratic persuasion effort from Trump that is a vivid encapsulation of how this White House has struggled to influence Congress. James Arkin and John Bresnahan write that all but one senator up for re-election in 2020 sided with Trump. Maine's Susan Collins was the lone holdout. On the 2020 front, David Siders is in Iowa and wrote about Beto O'Rourke's generating a backlash among some Democrats that are frustrated by the fanfare surrounding his launch. Meanwhile, at the White House, Gabby Orr writes that President Donald Trump's aides are assuring him that Joe Biden is not a threat. And about the president's top legislative priority, a trade deal between the United States, Mexico, and Canada, the president and his team have decided to let Nancy Pelosi take the lead so far. If he could stick with that strategy, it's likely to benefit him. The big question, where do the freshmen line up? Trade was not a big issue on the campaign trail. Most freshmen were forced to take a position on healthcare, Medicare for all, and trade wasn't even a top-line topic. Where does Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stand? If skeptical Democrats could woo her to their cause, it would give a lot of oxygen, at least online and on cable news. The president is going to the Pentagon today to meet with national security officials. He's having lunch with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 12:30 in the White House dining room. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
There are wrong and right prescriptions for changing Medicare. Seniors need Washington to focus on the right ones. Cutting costs for everyone except seniors and limiting access to life-saving medicines are the wrong prescription. Making changes that help seniors pay less out of pocket is the right prescription. More at prescriptionformedicare.org.